This is Jim Engster. Thank you for joining us for Talk Louisiana. Coming just a bit, Dr. Gail Gross. Her book is How to Build Your Baby's Brain. But a few minutes with Graham Bensinger, a sports reporter from St. Louis. He works some with ESPN and NBC. And he sat down with Sean Payton. And the remarks made by the Saints coach may surprise you about some matters that are unrelated to football.
How do you view President Trump's comments on the national anthem issue?
I struggle with them. And in recognizing everything that he's trying to do is for another agenda. So, listen, we could spend another hour on that. But I think never have we had a more divisive person in a position of leadership like we currently do. And that's unfortunate. Regardless of your belief politically.
If you were in charge yourself of solely making the decision for how to address the anthem issue in the NFL, what would you do?
Well, I think that's a great question. I think this, if you look at the history of what took place, it was a perfect storm now in a negative way. The election of Trump, the Missouri killing, Baton Rouge killing, Kaepernick after the first year, and that this all happened within a 7-month time frame, and we as a league and as a union didn't handle it correctly. And look, we're so ingrained as coaches now and players to say, well, we're waiting for a policy. And understanding this is the first thing, though, where I think we get this wrong. Man, our players love our military. Our players have family members in our military, all right? It has nothing to do with it. There's more respect from our players towards our military. And most of our players, all of our players proudly stand for the anthem. And yet, and here we are the day before we're getting ready to play a game in the NFL. The President of the United States comes out and goes over the line and purposely, you know, comes out with some very disturbing remarks to divide us. And man, I said after that game, and I've said before, I fully support our players' right to peacefully say I don't agree. I mean, that's what our military worked their butts off for. And so I think we'll have a solution to this. To answer your question in the beginning, I think we needed to be, as a league, a better ear and pay more attention to and not just give lip service to it. And so that's still, listen, that's still ongoing. That hasn't disappeared. And quite honestly, this president won't make it any easier for that to disappear.
Gun violence. You've spoken out on a couple of occasions now about it. Hit close to...
It's not popular here when I speak about it. But
it's not.
Well, I think demographically, it is in the city, but it's not in the state of Louisiana. Mm-hmm. This would be a pro-gun state, I would imagine, and yet I don't really care.
It struck close to home when one of your players
Smith
was
died
gunned
right up the
down
road here.
With the, I guess, drunken driving dispute. Your thoughts on the issue?
Well, my thoughts are clear. It's madness. This, our amendment rights. And I think our founding fathers, if they sat here right now, would have like a frickin'. They would be blown away by what we're allowing relative to what their intention was, and understanding all of the reasons. I'm not against guns, but I am certainly in favor of a lot more restrictions than the current. Here's the problem. In my business, if the quarterback keeps getting sacked and I continue to send the team out there with the same play and he keeps getting sacked, and 20 years now the other teams, these other countries, he's not getting sacked as much, it would seem foolish that I continue to keep sending him out there. There are some solutions, and the problem is we're dealing with generations that were raised with these beliefs from our parents. Look, we root for our teams our parents root for. We vote initially how our parents voted. We learn a lot from our parents, good and bad, all of us. We really do. And so when you're trying to move a direction, it becomes, man, that's one of those hot button topics. People get upset. And what is plan B? Like, in other words, when I hear them talking about, like, arming every teacher, are you... I just hear, and I don't want to use the word, but at times I hear a lot of ignorance. And that's just the truth, the way I look at it. And I want to see 5 years of a stricter policy. Because I know for a fact that there's history that's shown that that works in other countries. But the direction, it's just, this city's a danger. This is the second most dangerous state to live in.
That's Sean Payton. Interesting comments. We're joined now by one of Houston's most influential women, Dr. Gail Gross, a nationally recognized family, child development, and human behavior expert, and she is a noted author. Her latest work, How to Build Your Baby's Brain, A Parent's Guide to Using New Gene Science to Raise a Smart, Secure, and Successful Child. And good morning to you, Dr. Gross.
Good morning. How are you this morning?
Doing well. And Dr. Arianna Huffington, of all people, says this is a must-read for all parents. And as you note deftly, being a parent today is much different than it used to be. And of course, we've evolved as a society. But how does that make it a perhaps more challenging aspect of life?
Well, you know, we know so much more today. We can now look into the brain. We can now look into the womb. I have a chapter with a section in it called Womb with a View. And so we now know that baby is developing from his brain, and how he's going to walk in the world, fulfilling his potential or not, based on both nature and nurture. The argument used to be, is it all genetics? Now we know that all your genes can't express. Some of them do, and some of them don't. What decides which genes are enhanced and which genes are suppressed? The environment we create, the experiences that children have. So we know that it is a 50-50 split between nurture and nature. And the reason we know that today is because now we can look into the brain. We have MRIs and ultrasounds and CAT scans. We can look into the womb with ultrasounds and MRIs. And we can see that that's not a little seedling in there. That's a little person who's developing, even learning his mother's native language in the womb from 4 months on, which is Dr. Patricia Cole's work. And so it's very important that we create the right environment. If a baby is stressed in the womb, they come out and are born in a way that looks like ADD or ADHD, but really it's just that they're on high alert because cortisol, the stress hormone, cross the placenta, and if mother was stressed or didn't want baby or was working too hard or didn't like her job or was getting a divorce or whatever her stressors were, those stresses pass through the placenta into baby. And that cortisol changes brain architecture and changes impulse control forevermore if the stressors are consistent. And the same after birth. If baby is stressed, anxious, fearful, if we detach from baby too soon and their anxiety goes up, they overproduce cortisol.
Well, you say we should talk to infants, sing, listen, react. And I think the basic premise of the book is that Dr. Gross, that who we are today has a lot to do with how we were reared in those formative years and formative days before and after birth. How important are those times as to how we become a fully developed human being?
It's really everything. Every cuddle, every song, everything we say. For example, if I said to you that if you speak to your child from birth on, in complex language, instead of baby talk, And that complex language builds more of their associative mass in the brain and therefore can raise their IQ by 20 points. You catch yourself every time you said goo-goo and gaga, and instead you say, hi, sweetheart, let's get dressed, let's put our clothes on, daddy's coming home, let's get ready for dinner, let's get ready for our bath. And all of that conversation that's more complex makes the snap and pop and crackle in the brain, and all the synapses connecting, that fulfill your baby's potential, that create the person he has the potential to be. But if you detach too early, if he's stressed, if somebody is talking to him in short commands, the way nursery schools, or, you know, you put a child in a nursery school, and what are they interested in doing? They're interested in keeping him dry, fed, and quiet. So you have to compensate. We all have to work. I was a working parent. I had to work. But nevertheless, you have to compensate for time away from your baby.
The book is How to Build Your Baby's Brain from Dr. Gail Gross, The Parent's Guide to Using New Gene Science to Raise a Smart, Secure, and Successful Child. Signature support for Talk Louisiana comes from Brian Lowe Financial. Until Monday, thank you for listening and stay tuned.